They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday, where we will be chatting with Russ Martin from UNK, the offensive coordinator of the football team. They have a big game against Western New Mexico this Saturday. That'll be our Loper Link chat for the week. We'll also talk with Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, on this Wednesday. And we'll talk a little high school football. Actually, we're going to have, I think, more good matchups and maybe even some of those elimination type of matchups. Kearney High has a huge game at Norfolk. That whole district is a little screwed up there. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a few of the results from last week. That's coming up on the show today. We're into Major League Baseball playoffs again tomorrow. There's college football every night this week. High school volleyball tournaments are going on. State golf, somehow they were able to finish things up yesterday. We'll give you some results on that. And state softball today postponed because of the weather, and I'm crossing my fingers because they're postponing it a day. It's not getting any better. And again,
postponed until this weekend.
Here's my observation. Seth Denny does well do weather too, and I love Kent Bouton, but again, I'm just going to get down. Sunday, I'm watching the weather, making plans. Maybe we can get out and play a little golf today. It's going to be 58, 62 degrees. I mean, we're 48 hours out. How can you miss it this bad consistently? I hack on weathermen because it must be the easiest job in the world. Instead of saying news, weather, and sports, they should say news, entertainment, and sports. Because, I mean, what are you doing? You got $1 billion worth of gear, and you're off 30 degrees. Anyway, I'm frustrated because I wanted it to be a nice day.
Well, one thing they don't miss, Doug, is when they say the wind's going to blow 30 mile an hour. They don't miss that.
Let me just take my head out the door, see what we got there. Yeah.
Tomorrow, wind gust to 50. Well, they miss it because wind gust to 65, but...
the life of a weatherman. But anyway, a lot of sports to talk about. Who's going to back up Roy Helu? Roy Helu supposedly is in fine shape. Some of our sources think that it's going to be Lester Ward. Have you heard that name?
I would. The obvious selection you would think would be Mendoza coming back, but Lester Ward. No, I have not heard that name. I think it'd be one of those freshmen, maybe people getting pulled out of red shirt. That seems to be the way people are going. I would say Marcus Mendoza, obviously, got the most experience with this group. He was friends with the wide receiver. Supposedly, he's been back working with the running backs throughout most of the fall and this whole entire fall. So I think he's going to be the one, if you're looking for a playmaker. How bad do you think Colin Okafor, or how glad do you think Colin Okafor is right now that he decided to stay with his team? I got to think that he's pretty ecstatic. I got to think that he's like, for as far down as he thought he was with no chance to play, as far back, I mean, that's why he left, because he couldn't even see the playing field from where he was practicing somewhere south of O Street. Now he's right there in the mix to get on the field.
Well, we'll see. Mike Leach, the head football coach at Texas Tech, is scheduled to join us on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy show. Sure to be a treat, so we're looking forward to that and finding out how great the quarterbacks are, because they just continue to plug them in and give us the very latest on what's going on with his football team and how things can go and how things will play out with Texas Tech, and he is scheduled to join us tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So we'll have that. Of course, Joe DiMaio joins us tomorrow as well. Friday, Al Sheffield going into the UNK Hall of Fame is going to join us. And right now, it's time to talk our weekly Loper Link, a little UNK football, brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, with your textbooks. And they're the cheapest textbooks, we guarantee. Ask the manager for details. And maybe you want to ask him which ones are highlighted properly for you as you get ready for class. Or you can shop online at thecollegestore.com. The offensive coordinator for the University of Nebraska at Kearney, 16th-ranked football team in the nation, is Russ Martin. He joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Russ.
How are you doing today?
Well, we're doing okay. How about the Lopers? I guess you hang 52 and it's not just this week. It's every week you guys have been progressing out there. But are you practicing? Look, before we get into that, you practicing in the rain? The weather conditions have definitely changed. How does that change preparations for an offensive football?
Well, I'll tell you what, it changed for us yesterday somewhat, but the major change was we had about 20 kids that were out sick and ill, and so with the rain and everything yesterday, we ended up going inside with the number of players that were gone, and then we cut back practice so that we can hopefully get healed up and healthy. Today we'll plan on being back outside, and hopefully we get a few of those guys back, and we can get in some good work.
Russ, take us back to last Saturday. Everybody see that 52, that monster number at the end, but it was a 10-3 game late in that first half. Were they just showing you totally different looks that you didn't expect to prepare for?
No, I tell you what happened is, we came out the first series and we ran the ball decent, but honestly, we just didn't put it in the end zone. And they played us very hard and they played us very tough. And they were actually kind of winning the line of scrimmage in that first half. And then our players kind of got a little bit refocused and played much better throughout the second half and came back. And the biggest difference was just a matter of execution. And so as we look ahead into this week, that's going to be kind of our big focus again, is making sure we're trying to take care of the things that we control and not worry about all the other things that happen in a game.
UNK offensive coordinator Russ Martin is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, the big story in the state the last 24 hours is the injury to Nebraska's running backs. You have went through that again this year, and you have a stable of guys. That's what they're talking about in Lincoln. But talk about the pain that it is to go and you break a red shirt for a young man this year, but you've got four solid running backs that you've already used this year.
Yeah, really, we've used five different guys there, and a lot of people, they'll hear about the Division I programs going through some of those injuries, but we went through that now for several years here, and this year, Rustin Ring obviously is our top tailback. He's been hurt some at times, even in a couple big ball games against Omaha, he was out for most of the second half. Riley Newcomer, who was our leading returning rusher from a year ago, after both Rustin and Brendan were hurt last year, Riley got hurt in fall camp. He is just now getting back with us, and man, it's great having him back playing for us. Brendan Lease, we actually moved him to wide receiver, but he's kind of been a little bit banged up at times, and so we had two young guys, Ryan Skog, who's a redshirt freshman for us, that had to step in, and he's played very, very well for us when he's been in, and then also Zach Horan, and Zach's the one that we basically took away that red shirt at this point this year, had him play. He played outstanding at Western State. He's played sparingly in a couple of other games, but he's also played some special teams. And so those guys are doing a great job for us. And sometimes you just can't give them enough credit for doing all of the good things that they're doing.
Well, and at the Division I level, you assume there's quality behind them. At the Division II level, I mean, let's face it, we're watering down the field. You guys are pretty lucky to be that deep. But I want Russ, I want you to touch again on Brendan Lease a little bit, because this is a kid that had Division I prospects until he got hurt in high school, and a great catch at UNK. And we thought, well, here's that. A lot of people were comparing him to Danny Woodhead. He could come in and maybe do the same thing for UNK. He's been banged up, and you've had to find different ways to use him besides just as an I-back.
That's for sure. And one of the good things that we've been fortunate to have here is we've had some good recruiting classes with some other running backs that have come in, and it's given us the opportunity to move Brendan to the wide receiver spot. And he has just done a tremendous job for us there. He has continued to work. He's continued to improve in that aspect of the game. And so we were able to do that. that partly because we had guys like Rustin Drain come in the program. We have some other guys that gave us some depth, just like I was sharing there with Riley Newcomer. Riley had transferred to us, you know, from the University of Wyoming, and that was basically because Jake Spitzelberger, our quarterback, and he were high school teammates. And so, you know, sometimes you have good things happen, and we've been fortunate with those guys to have that kind of a situation. And hopefully, as we continue, we can hopefully start to keep some of those guys healthy and not have to continue to keep digging deeper and deeper into the well.
Well, we keep talking about all these injuries. Jack's been banged up a little bit up front, but the rest of the guys seem to be pretty healthy up there for you.
You know, those guys have stayed relatively healthy. There again, a lot of people don't realize it, but Kyle Davidson didn't travel with us last week. He was sick. We've had some situations where Jack was a phenomenal situation because when he got hurt, he basically taught himself how to snap at halftime left-handed. And so he's been playing that way. We've stayed relatively healthy up front with Orion Matties and Kyle Davidson, Matt Goldenstein, Stephen Gooden, and Jack. And it helps a ton offensively when you got guys that have played. All of those guys have been playing for 2-3 years in our program, and a couple of them are 4-year starters. And you can't underestimate the value of that experience of those guys playing together.
Russ Martin joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show with our weekly Loper Link, talking a little UNK football. Russ, so the Lopers are in a position they haven't been in a handful of years here. They're past UNO, they're past Wayne State, and you've already played Shattern State. All those games are in the rearview mirror. You guys are second in the regional rankings this week with 4 games to go, and I know you got to get by them one at a time, but if you guys take care of business, UNK is going to be a spot maybe they've never been in before.
Well, that would certainly be the case and stuff. The good part about this team and stuff is that there's not one of the kids that have talked about that. The coaches really haven't talked about that. It has been a standpoint that everybody is focusing in on Western New Mexico. And I think that's a great tribute to our players. I think it's a great tribute to our other coaches. They have really kept the players focused in on the things that we can control. Right now, you know, it doesn't matter what happens as we play the remaining games. You can never really control what the Raiders have to say and that kind of stuff. And so the only thing we really have the opportunity to control is ourselves. And so I know everybody on our staff, everybody in the program is just really looking at this next game as being the one that we have the opportunity to play better. And so that's what we're challenging ourselves to do, is play better individually so that we can become a better collective team as well.
Russ, everybody that looks at this next game says points will be scored on both sides of the ball, even with Coach Crocker's defense.
I do want to point one thing out, though, Tony. We've been talking a lot about this, and I guess we kind of felt it. Shattern State handled these guys last week. They only scored 7 points. I want to know what the real Western New Mexico team is.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you see them get off the bus, you're going to see they have some outstanding athletes. And athletically, they will be one of the top teams that we play this year. And, you know, as a coach, it scares you to death because you see them at times make some great plays. And that's what they're capable of doing. And then sometimes you watch them and you can tell that they don't have the same team concept, I don't believe. And so I think one of the things that hurts them is once in a while, if things go against them, they kind of start working against each other. And, you know, that's something that we really don't have the ability to control. All we control is what we're going to do. And right now, our defensive coaches have the defense playing just outstanding. And I know that they're going to create some problems. They create some headaches because of the different looks and the different pressures that they bring. And, you know, they're going to try and exploit the weaknesses that Western New Mexico has had. And it's going to be kind of the same thing offensively as our staff was looking at them. You know, we're trying to see both some of the situations, whether it be personnel or from the scheme standpoint, of guys that we have the opportunity to exploit and get the ball to our playmakers and let them make some plays in the course of the game.
Okay, Coach, you're facing the old quarterback. Will you make it a point to go out of your way to visit with him, or what's the relationship there?
Hit me with that again.
Will you go out of your way to go visit with Dennis when you see him Saturday? Or?
Oh, you know what? You know, when Dennis transferred, there were some different things that went on. And I'll visit with Dennis as a person. Dennis and I had a very good relationship when he was here. And, you know, some of the things, you know, that happened, you know, th- they become things of the past. And so I'll make sure that I get a chance to visit with him and stuff. And you know, even though he transferred and he's playing for another program, he's still important to me as a person. And so I'll get a chance to visit with him and stuff. During the time that they're here, it'll be minimal, just simply because that's kind of the nature of the game and the nature of the time constraints. But it'll be a situation that you know, any player that I think any of our coaches that have ever had play for him, we still want them to know that, you know what, during the course of their life, they're going to have some ups and downs. And there's not a one of them that we wouldn't try to help if we could. So I'll definitely get a chance to visit with Dennis while he's here.
Hey, Russ, before we let you get out of here, do you ever whisper in the ear of that offensive line coach maybe to pick it up a little bit?
Hey, trust me. I know what my title says, and I know what his title says. So, you know, that's a great point, though. You know, as a staff, sometimes, you know, we go, excuse me, we'll go round and round on things. But the good part is we've got a great staff here that works together well. And when we get ready to go out as far as for the games and practices, we got guys on the same page, and we're all moving in the same direction. And that's a great thing to have.
Of course, Daryl Morris, head coach, also the O-line coach. Hey, Russ, we'll let you get back to preparations for Western New Mexico, and we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you, and you all have a great day.
Take care. Russ Martin, the offensive coordinator for the UNK football team, joins us on this Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we talk some Loper athletics on Loper Link, brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th Street, now carrying campus authentic apparel. So real, the coach might put you in. Check out their huge selection of Loper gear in-house or online at thecollegestore.com. Thecollegestore.com. You're going to need it. It's getting cool, folks. Go get yourself a Loper sweatshirt, Loper stock cap, Loper gloves, Loper long johns. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with more, including Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report, a little bit later on this morning.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, that's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
How do you say go Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go Lopers!
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the chicken coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
The regular season is winding down, and games become even more important with high school football this Friday night on our network of stations. On ESPN 1460, Amherst is at Overton. ESPN 1550, St. Paul at St. Cecilia. 1230 KHAS, Adams Central at Northwest. And on the FM dial, Axtell is at Giltner on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Elm Creek is at Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9. It's high school football this Friday on our network of stations and the web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
As skies stay cloudy through the day today, we'll see a chance of a few showers, some patchy drizzle in some areas. Otherwise, look for temperatures to stay steady around the mid and upper 30s. Winds will stay southeasterly at 5 to 15. Back to 34 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Coming up in our next segment, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report will join us. But first, we want to remind you that it is lunchtime, and with all these sporting events going on day and night, the one place to catch them all and enjoy your favorite food and your favorite beverages at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island, where there's not a bad seat in the house to watch their numerous HD televisions. You can catch all the Husker games at the Coop, any college football game that is on, NFL package, Major League Baseball playoffs going on, the race for the cup going on in NASCAR, and we've also got a little golf, even though it seems like it's all done, President's Cup, and there's still what they call the fall series going on. So no matter what you want to watch, they've got it on for you at the Chicken Coop. And why not try out the Chislicks? It's great for this time of the year. It's a South Dakota, it's a Wyoming, it's that stick in your gut, make you warm, get you ready for the rest of the day. Chislicks, sirloin tips seared in your favorite wing sauce. Add your choice of side item, and it'll be an experience you'll be able to brag about all day long. In fact, you can add wing sauce to almost any sandwich on the menu. You can get traditional wings, boneless wings, a chicken tender hoagie, or a crispy chicken salad in any of the wing sauce flavors that go from pepper teriyaki to the regular medium hot and buck nasty, Jamaican jerk, honey barbecue, jalapeno garlic, just a few of the great, great taste of wing flavors. And of course, if you don't want the wings, but it's possible, pizza, any kind you want, and their specialty pieces in-house, the salads, the burgers,
balls of cheese,
the appetizers, it's all there for you at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney in Grand Island.
Doug, we didn't get a chance really to hit on this yesterday with the press conference, and Mitch Sherman joined us early and whatnot. But
how right I am about Zach Lee. Okay, anyway.
I was going a different direction here, but Monday Night Football. Braylon Edwards, did he just hit the motherload of jackpots?
Well, I think so, and the more I look at it, though, Jericho Cotchery, as I lose my fantasy league by 0.5 points because Ronnie Brown scored on the last play of the game, Jericho Cotchery had a hamstring that evidently just didn't play out. And with Edwards being in there, Cotchery being out, they had to go to him a little bit more. I think he's going to be fine. I also ask you, how about Jeremy Maclin? Kevin Curtis wasn't ready to go, and who's Kevin Curtis, really, but your second, third wide receiver? You got DeSean Jackson, you got a great tight end in Brent Celek, and now you've got Brent Chislicks? What? Oh, Brent Celek. And now you got Jeremy Maclin. Will he continue to have not as big a game as he had Sunday, but will these guys continue to have that kind of game?
You know what? People starting to emerge, we can't even say that Braylon Edwards knows a playbook yet. It had to be the stick in the sand for him and Sanchez.
Let's face it, though. These talented wide receivers, if they can get by a DB, they're going to get by a DB. It doesn't take much to run down the field, run a stop route, stop and go route, deep out. You don't see these new guys running a lot of plays inside 10 yards.
But does this show you how bad Derek Anderson and Brady Quinn are? He practiced two days.
Yeah, but remember, they don't have a run game either. I mean, Cleveland stinks. I mean, Cleveland is so bad, Tony. Cleveland is one of the worst teams in the National Football League. They played in what was deemed a football game Sunday that set the National Football League back years. I mean, the only team that could be worse than Cleveland, who'd they beat?
Derek's Bills.
Do you own anything that has Buffalo Bills on it?
Oh, yeah, but it hasn't
Where's
come
it
out.
At? Where's it at
it's
now?
It's in the closet.
Yeah.
It's in the closet.
Again, I still say the St. Louis Rams are the worst team in the National Football League, but they have some serious competition from the Oakland Raiders and the Buffalo Bills.
I'd say you got to put Buffalo the third worst, right? They're better than Oakland and St. Louis.
Did you hear Antonio Pierce for the Giants say he thought he was in a scrimmage Sunday versus the Raiders? It was that bad?
The Raiders. You're right. Sorry. Yeah. Well, they're terrible. They're terrible. Why does Al Davis continue to? I mean, I don't see where the fun is in that. The only reason he's living is because of the Raiders, and if that's what you're living for,
you're right.
Hey, Ted Williams is waiting for you, buddy.
Freeze yourself.
I just don't get it.
I just don't know how in two days, you go into a total. Yeah, it's not like college practice where you would show up and they need an extra receiver and you emerge. Yeah, you 10, 12 hours to spend at the football complex. You get 16 hours, whatever, to get up to speed. Okay, how many, seriously, with all the verbiage that they say in the huddle, how many plays could he possibly have understood? I'm going to have to say it had to be less than three. When they're going through and Mark's and Sanchez is rattling stuff off, I mean, it had to be Braylon post. Braylon 10 and, you know, 10 and in. It had to be that simple for him.
And continuing with these bad teams, Tony, last year, remember the Rams got off to such a horrid start, then they won two in a row, and we saw the really, really bad teams. We were waiting for that last week. We're waiting for it again this week. One of these bad, bad, bad teams is going to step up and get a win, aren't they, or are they?
Well, they always seem to, but this, I'm not sure teams have ever been as bad as they are this year. Yeah, there's a discrepancy in teams, and there's good, there's bad, and there's ugly, but this year, the bad and the ugly have just deemed themselves as crapola.
And the problem is most of these are the ones that have new first-year coaches. St. Louis, Tampa Bay, you know, Oakland, a year and a half. Give what you want there. Kansas
City. Mangini at Cleveland.
Buffalo will have a new new coach next year.
Yeah, Buffalo will have a new coach next year. Oakland needs to have a new coach. But when you got nothing to work with, does it matter who the coach is? I mean, there's got to be better coaches out there. Cowherd was going off on it this morning. All these Hall of Fame, Super Bowl winning, and again, you got to watch that a little bit. You got to watch that. The same, you know. Yeah, they're all brilliant, but what worked 15 years ago may not work today. Everybody's looking for something new. There's got to be some new guys. I mean, Mike Tomlin. You know, you got to give some of these young guys a chance. Some of them are put in the right organization. Mike Tomlin couldn't win at Oakland. The Pittsburgh coach, he couldn't win Oakland. He can win at Pittsburgh because he took over a championship type of program.
The one thing that separates these coaches, though, is all these, you go back over time and say, you go look at the offensive and defensive, and not only there, the linebackers coach and all these people that they surround themselves with, those Super Bowl winning teams have all had very, very smart, very, very knowledgeable people around them, whereas some of these teams have got to have absolutely zilch. Teams that are moving on their coaches are obviously the successful ones, and there's been some great pipelines out there, and you can go back to the Holmgren, Steve Mariucci, and that whole Chucky that came through there with all those guys. You know, there's been some great coaches, all of them together, that have built these winning teams. And I think, yeah, the coaching has something to do with it, but you're right. If you're dealt some of these players, why would Oakland go out and get a receiver? That just seems to be a brain-dead move from day one. No one liked that.
Well, you got to have enough educated people working on the same page. And at Oakland, you've always got a czar who doesn't know what he's doing, and then throws that into the coaching staff who he handpicks, who he doesn't know if they have any talent or not. I mean, they haven't had a coach since John Gruden at Oakland.
I want to know, and I don't think anybody knows this, because I don't think he goes in front of a camera often enough. He used to. Al Davis used to go in front of and was as engaging, was as smart.
Well, yeah,
was
but he's so out of it, Tony. I mean, seriously.
I want to know, can he have a conversation? Is he delusional?
Well, I think most of the people around the organization probably have an answer for you on that. College football notes, the Big 12 has re-upped with just about all of their bowls partners through 2013, including the Cotton, the Alamo, the Insight, the Holiday, and the Texas Bowl, although the Independence Bowl is now no longer, I notice, on this realm. That New York Bowl comes into play, which must be taking the place of that. I don't see a talk here with the Gator Bowl, and again, that was like a 2 out of 4 year type of deal, so maybe that's still to be negotiated. And of course, the Fiesta Bowl has the tie-in with the Big 12 as well. So Nebraska will see opponents from the Pac-10 or the Big 10, most likely. Four of the 8 bowls that the Big 12 is currently in, 2 have Pac-10 ties and 2 have Big 10 ties, because now the Alamo Bowl is a Pac-10 tie, and the Insight and the Texas Bowl are Big 10 ties. So right now what that's telling me, unless they get into a BCS bowl game, the Big 12 will never play a top-tier Big 10 team. Everybody would love to have that, too. And I hear you chuckling out there when you say top-tier Big 10 team, but I mean the second or third place Big 10 team.
Thus you're talking Iowa. Thus you're talking Wisconsin.
No, you're not. Well, you're talking either Iowa, but you're talking Penn State, Ohio State. This year it's Iowa. But, right. I mean, you're talking whoever finishes whoever loses the Penn State-Ohio State game, and if Michigan gets back up there. I mean, that's who you're right now you're talking about. Well, I don't know who you're talking about. Michigan State. You know, Illinois is not good. Purdue's not good. Northwestern's not good. Maybe you're talking to Minnesota. A Minnesota is a possibility. Minnesota. And college football this weekend. Our Irish fan, Ken, has, I will call this a ditty for daddy. It's a ditty for daddy as they get ready for the Trojans of the University of Southern California.
Should have a little Irish music or something playing here.
That would require production. A day of retribution doth draw near. For the Trojans, that is clear. I'm telling you, boys, to lend an ear to the man who hath no earthly peer. Although Big Daddy will utter a jeer, Irish fans shall hoist a beer. Irish Ken doth have no fear, because this is the Domer's year to kick SC in their rear. Remember, boys, you hear it here. His Excellency, Irish Ken. Could you save that for Monday? Thank you, Derek. Save that for Monday.
I hate, you know. Let's what?
Now, I'm trying to get this right. Notre Dame beats Washington in overtime, gets a fake timeout against Purdue, beats them on the last offensive play of the game. And who was the third team that they squeaked by?
Michigan State.
Michigan State, yeah. So a team that should probably have, I'll give you one of them. They should have two more losses than they have. Definitely should have lost Purdue, but they didn't. They were winners win. Yeah, well, they're not winners. I don't know how to think about this game, though. And by the way, to the ESPN people that are saying Jimmy Clausen or Matt Barkley, you know, they're still not better than Sam Bradford. So there you go.
I've got to think.
And your pick will be coming up Friday. I'm looking forward to it.
This is a game which I cheer for the Irish. Can I say that? Not very often do I go out of my way to cheer for Notre Dame. I will be cheering.
The only reason to cheer for Notre Dame is because they're lower in the polls than Southern Cal. And if they beat Southern Cal, that should knock them out of the national championship picture, I would hope.
Good grief. Colin Cowherd has got, first of all, you got, if he's drinking Grey Goose in the morning, that's a rehab deal. We just takes 30 days away from the show and you go get it fixed. Or if it's drugs or whatever it is. But this love fest was SC. Doug, you nailed it right on the head. With Washington and how good they are. And I know he was kidding when he told Beano Cook, don't underestimate Washington. They could be a BCS bowl team this year. And, you know, they went back and forth. I know that was sarcasm. This is not the vintage USC teams of Leinart, Bush, Palmer, etc. You can go on and on and on. Mayaluga, no, it's not those teams, people. Something has happened. And the talent may be coming. They've got a young quarterback. It's not the same USC teams. To make them number two in the polls, and I know we like to look ahead and see who we want in the national. I know it's fun to do that. Throw out USC right now. Throw them out right now, please, everyone.
Exactly.
Quit talking about them.
But you know what? How far will Notre Dame jump if they win Saturday?
Oh, they beat a vaunted, talented program. I mean, they'll
third.
Oh, yeah, they'll be way up there. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We turn our attention to high school football with Bob Jensen, a Huskerland Prep Report, when we come back.
And now, here's another insightful comment from a Doug and Daddy listener.
Sellouts, that's what they are, the dirty sellouts for the almighty dollar.
And that's why you so seldom hear listener comments, solicitations on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd for Vizio once again. The most impressive thing about America's number one flat panel HD TV company and number one LCD HTV company isn't their one-year in-home service warranty. Oh, that's impressive. But it's the fact you're getting high-quality HD TVs at an affordable price. Vizio, where vision meets value. They're bringing high-quality TVs to you at an affordable price. LaDainian Tomlinson, he knows vision and clarity. He's now an endorser. Don't forget, Vizio, where vision meets value.
Johnson, what is going on here?
Hey, boss. Having a cubicle barbecue. You want anything?
Yeah, I want you to get back to work. It is Friday, and you've got a grill in your cubicle. What is wrong with you?
Well, ever since I started going to Boneless Thursdays at Buffalo Wild Wings, where boneless wings are specially priced all day, my weekends now start on Thursdays, which makes today the first full day of the weekend.
Holla! Yeah!
Can you believe we used to work on Fridays?
Weekends start on Thursdays with specially priced boneless wings. Buffalo Wild Wings, you have to be here. Price and participation vary by location.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
As skies stay cloudy through the day today, we'll see a chance of a few showers, some patchy drizzle in some areas. Otherwise, look for temperatures to stay steady around the mid and upper 30s. Winds will stay southeasterly at 5 to 15. Back to 34 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Nugget Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. They promise us the weather is going to be better this weekend, so why not take advantage and keep the clubs out to participate in Prairie Hills' hole-in-one contest this Saturday and Sunday. You have two chances each day to win $10,000. Hole number two on the front side, hole number 14 on the back side. To enter, you must play at least 9 or 18 holes of golf with a cart that day. It's a $10 hole-in-one entry fee. The best part is if you play 18 holes each day, you've got four chances to win the hole-in-one contest. You may think it's unlikely, until you're jumping around watching the Husker game with 10 grand in your pocket. And lastly, there will be a drawing after the two-day event, whether anybody gets a hole-in-one or not. And one lucky participant will win a 2010 membership. That's worth it right there. $10 just to get in for the 2010 membership to Prairie Hills Golf Course, valued at over $1,000 for next season. For more information or to be able to play, just give them a call today at Prairie Hills Golf Course. Set up your tee time. If you want more information, they're there for you. Prairie Hills, North Kearney, South Pleasanton, beautiful layout. Check it out. It's going on this Saturday and Sunday. Prairie Hills Golf Course hole-in-one contest. Your chance to win $10,000.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
And on Wednesdays, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report joins us. Bob, I cannot believe it. Two games left? Two? Good morning.
Well, for some folks, there's two games left. That's very true. You know, that thing about that hole-in-one, dude, you're a golfer. You know, and I think I may be speaking for you when it doesn't seem very fair. There's 90-year-old women, one-armed guys, blind guys. They've all got hole-in-ones. I have none. How many do you have?
Zero.
There we go. It was not a trick question. I just wondered. And meanwhile, I play with a guy in our league here in Central City who's had six. So, you know, but he's not a lucky golfer. We've been down that path.
He's
so
pretty good, huh?
Anyway, yes, there are. There's 2 weeks left, and there's a lot of stuff that's going to be decided this weekend. So,
let's look back at last weekend as we always do. What stuck out to you?
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of positioning going on right now. There's a lot of things that are happening. You know, teams that are getting themselves in a place where they can make a run. I keep going back, and it's a subject that's been brought up a lot of different places. This A2 district with the schools that are involved in that, and how absolutely insane that has been. You know, all those teams with one loss, and this week, I mean, you know, there's going to be some teams that get eliminated from the race for the district championship, which is a nice, that's a nice piece of hardware, but it's not the big thing. The big thing, of course, is just getting in, and there's going to be somebody really disappointed in that district. Because there's only going to be three that get a go, or four that get a go, and there's more than that that should get in.
Bob, the game we did last week, Minden Wood River. Did you ever expect that the scoring could be there like there was in that game, 35-28?
Well, Tony, I you know, that's a lot of points in an 11-man football game. You know, usually when we get to 35, it's because the other guy has zero or seven or something like that. So. Yeah, that's a real entertaining game, and I wrote last week, you know, I think before the season started that there was every reason to believe that's where we would have gotten to, you know, where Wood River and Minden would play for basically the district championship. They were a little bloodied and beaten up by the time they got there, but now Minden's in great shape, and you know, yeah, that was that. And you know, for a team to respond the way it did and drive for the winning score, you know, that shows some belly. Good for Minden.
Bob, it's been brought up. I think Stu even wrote an article about it, and we touched on it. For as much as the football games had a couple of changes last week, as I'm listening to the scores on the scoreboard show, as I'm reading the scores that night when I get back, you know, it's like the tear running down the Indian Chief's eye. I mean, last week stunk, and it's getting bad. I mean, the haves and the have-nots have never been farther apart, have they?
Well, I think in a lot of instances, that's right, by the way, that's Iron Eyes Cody that you're referencing, one of my early iconic heroes. Yeah, here's the deal. There are, and it all goes back to the same thing. I mean, there is, everybody is shorthanded. And, you know, I can't speak directly to this, but my suspicion is that some of this, not all of it, this isn't a blanket answer, but, you know, with the illness that is running through the schools right now. And Overton, you know, Overton was racked with illness last week. You know, they happened to be playing a team that was winless, so, you know, they could go without Jared Hodson and go with a Jared Schaefer, the way less than 100%. But, you know, you pick the wrong week to be sick, and, you know, that's also going to change things up. Having said that, there's razor-thin depth everywhere you go. You get not only illness, but a twisted ankle or, you know, a bad grade, and all of a sudden, you know, the whole, you know, complexion of your team changes.
Bob, I think I always like to look at your top 30 games that you print in the preseason magazine. You got two this weekend, Axtell at Giltner and Norfolk Catholic at Pierce. Still cracked up what they're cracked up to be?
Yeah, they are. First of all, I mean, Norfolk Catholic and Pierce, you know, honestly, that's one of those games where, that truly doesn't matter what the records are, because there's a certain feeling that goes into that game. I don't know how to really explain it. It's a sportsmanship type thing. I mean, they like to get after it. In fact, I just got in writing a piece for the website that goes up at 1:30, and it dealt with Pierce and Norfolk Catholic. Norfolk Catholic and Pierce both have some really talented young kids, some kids in freshman and sophomore classes that are going to, you know, vault them right back. I mean, you know, they're the kind of team, they're the kind of class that's going to lead to a state championship, but they are freshmen and sophomores. Well, you're thinking, you know, those kids are going to be introduced to high school varsity football at some point this season. Maybe there'll be some bumps in the road. Norfolk Catholic hasn't had any of those. Norfolk Catholic's gotten some tremendous play from a kid by the name of Austin Ketter at quarterback. He's thrown for 800 yards. He's a real strong runner. They've got a real good balanced offense. They played one really meaningful game and just hammered Crofton, beat them 44-19. Pierce, on the other hand, did have one of those nights that can happen when you got a lot of new people in the lineup. They got shut out by Madison. And that's a sentence, frankly, I didn't think I would ever utter in my lifetime. But Pierce got shut out by Madison, and it was legit. They had 50 yards in the second half. Madison shut them down. Since then, they've kind of got on a roll. They beat Battle Creek and Wayne the last couple weeks. They've kind of got things going the right direction. They got the second best defense in C1 according to total yardage, and they are at home this week. That'll be a big advantage. I don't know that it'll be enough to win the game. I like Norfolk Catholic there. And as far as Giltner, Giltner's game, you know, Giltner Axtell, you know, it's kind of funny with all the upheaval in D1. You kind of forget Axtell was rated number one just a couple weeks ago. And here they are trying to defend themselves going into a game against Giltner. The thing about Nate Most last week, the quarterback of Giltner, he only had one touchdown pass in the second half. But he did have eight in the first half. He had nine for the game. The kid is just an amazing talent. He'll be the best player on the field, and I think for that reason, I think Giltner, especially at home, has got the upper hand, and I think they'll win that ball game.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Touching on some eight-mans, let's talk about two more eight-man tough games in our area, and then we'll get back up to the 11-man. Amherst has established themselves since the season opening loss. They go to Overton, could be for the district title, after Amherst has beaten Alma, and Sargent at Pleasanton will be for the district title.
Well, those are two great ball games, and like I said, Overton dodged a bullet. They certainly would not want to go into this game without a completely healthy Jared Hodson, and he is completely healthy, and he'll be ready to go. And again, Hodson will be the best player on the field. That'll be a big plus for Overton. I tell you what, Amherst just fascinates me. You know, I think maybe every year, but particularly this year, there's some of these results that you just look at and you just throw them out. It just doesn't make any sense. Just throw it out. Well, upon further review, Franklin beating Amherst, just throw it out. They were a little shorthanded the first couple games. Anyway, they've got all their players on the field now, and they're on a roll. I mean, they stuffed Alma. I mean, they did a real good job there. I think this is another step up in grade. Overton at home is always tough. I don't know. My hands are trembling when I say I like Amherst just by a little tiny bit in that ball game. And then the Pleasanton Sargent deal, that's another great contrast. Pleasanton has got a stacked senior class. You guys have seen them. People that are listening, a lot of you people know it or you've seen them for yourselves. That's just a really good senior class. You know, Sean Campbell, Matt Giffen are the first two guys that come to mind. Those are just really good eight-man football players. Sargent's got some really good players of their own, and they've got an exceptional sophomore class. A kid that people are going to people at Pleasanton are going to see is a kid by the name of Tyke Kozel. And Tyke is a coach's boy. He's a sophomore. He's a grown man. He's a 185-pound sophomore running back, and it's going to take more than one guy to bring him down. There'll be an insane number of points scored in this game, I got a feeling. And I think when it's all over, Pleasanton will have just a few more.
Tyke Kozel, he's probably a little bit bigger man than his daddy was.
Well, he's certainly higher integrity, higher moral content, just all the way across the board. Mike obviously was a tremendous high school football player.
I don't want to talk about Mike. I don't want
okay. to. Okay. Well, actually, I'll be real honest. I didn't mean to go down that path myself.
Bob, you talked about the A2 and what a conundrum of a discombobulation it is. I want to know on October 14th, who emerges from that district?
Okay, I'm gonna need just a second here to recalibrate. I almost swear I heard you use the term conundrum properly, in a sense. Either that was one of the best guesses of the year, or I am so impressed. Well, I'll tell you what, I've had a chance to see a couple of these teams, and my sense is the Southeast is the best football team. I think that's the best football team in that bunch. I think the bigger question might be is who's going to get left out. And right now, Southwest has got two losses in the district, but they're second in points, wild card average. It's just a train wreck. Kearney's game at Norfolk is clearly that's a huge ball game. Biggest game of the week in that district. And, you know, if Kearney finds a way to win that ball game, you know, then they truly do have their fate in their own hands. And I think that's a real possibility. You know, that's just it about Kearney. Kearney's been playing some pretty good football, but wasn't for, you know, that North Star game. You know, that's one that you just want back. You just want back. And maybe even Papio South, although, frankly, I think Papio South is underachieved this year. I thought they'd be better than what they are, and they did find a way to beat Kearney. The Elkhorn game, I mean, that's just a good football team. But, you know, they've got a chance to finish, you know, more than anybody else in that district. They do control their own fate because they get Norfolk and Southeast the last 2 weeks of the season. They sweep that, and they're home free.
Well, you know, every week it seems to be a challenge for Kearney. We haven't touched on Hastings a whole lot because St. Cecilia and Adams Central are blowing everybody out. That may change a little bit next week, especially for Adams Central. St. Cecilia gets a rival in St. Paul, a little bit of a rival, maybe more of a rival of Adams Central than it is St. Cecilia, but they have games. Grand Island takes on Lincoln North Star this week as well, and Central Catholic. You get to see them take care of your Central City Bison tomorrow night. So there's a couple of big games on the statewide level as well that we haven't touched on. Real quick here, Bob, Class B, big game is Scut and Waverly, and then in C2 you got a Northeast battle where the football is always fine, Hardington, Cedar Catholic, and Ponca.
Yeah, that was nice. I like that Ponca deal. Very good. All of a sudden, I want to see that game. All four of these teams are ranked in the top three, okay? And here's the deal. Waverly is rated third, and about everybody knows they've got a Nebraska recruited quarterback, kid by the name of Tyler Evans. They went from the wishbone to the spread in order to take advantage of his athletic skills. That's all good. I think this is a big jump up in class here also. Waverly's played some good football teams. They haven't played anybody like Scott. I like Scott at home. Christian Dudzik, you'll read his name in the paper on Saturday morning. He is an outstanding quarterback for Scott. Ponca and Cedar Catholic, those guys are positioning themselves to maybe be the two best teams in C1. Or C2, rather. Ponca has played an unbelievable schedule at this point. They've beaten three top 10 teams and looked really good doing it. They've got a kid by the name of Jared Curry who plays running back. He's a 6'7 high jumper, weighs 200 pounds. He's an outstanding athlete. He's going to be real important. And then Cedar Catholic, you know, they destroyed Lowell Concord 2 weeks ago in what I thought would be a much better ball game. Chad Cook's a 3-year All-State at running back. Todd Bottleson's a big stud lineman for those guys. Maybe the best they've had since Russ Hochstein. Let's face it, that's a pretty big jump, and I'm not saying he's Russ Hochstein, but he's really good. I don't know. I think Ponca's time maybe has come. I think Cedar Catholic at home probably wins that ball game.
Bob, you're the best as always, but we'll visit with you on the Friday Night Scoreboard Show, and we'll see you again next week.
Absolutely. And it's such a pleasure to speak to you, gentlemen. I also am in a conundrum of my own here. So I'm just trying to keep up, Tony. Really. I'm just trying to keep up.
Go to lunch. It solves all problems.
There we go.
See you, Bob.
You know it.
Bob Jensen, the best. Huskerland Prep Report. Check it out online as well. We need to take a break. We're back with more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
An outstanding presentation. Outstanding.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
SalonPa's Pain Relief Patch presents the Ow, My Aching Back Patch, the Just One More Time Patch. SalonPa's gives you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch. It's ultra-thin, ultra-flexible. And SalonPa's is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch. It goes right to the site of your pain. It's the Keeping Up with Johnny Patch and the Boy Do I Feel Better Patch. Get the power of a pill in a patch. Also try SalonPa's Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
Food for thought from farmers. No one wants to think about all the things that can go wrong. But at Farmers Insurance, that's what we've been doing for the last 80 years. So today, our disaster response team watches weather patterns and developing storms so we can be first on the scene to lend a hand, a strong back, or even just a shoulder. To find an agent near you, visit farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
Cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidelke Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidelke's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidelke Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidelke Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
Through the day today, we'll see a chance of a few showers, some patchy drizzle in some areas. Otherwise, look for temperatures to stay steady around the mid and upper 30s. Winds will stay southeasterly at 5 to 15. Back to 34 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Some people I don't miss. 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. The Dead Proper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. State softball today postponed in Hastings. They will play that tomorrow. They had to get golf in yesterday, and it was just horrible. Congratulations to the state champions. In Class A, it was Omaha Marion, the runner-up. Fremont, Grand Island was ninth. In Class B, Scotts Bluff was the state champion. Sydney was the runner-up, and Grand Island Northwest tied for fourth. Adams Central was seventh. Hastings was 10th. Sabrina King of Gehring found a way to shoot 79. It was just 18 holes in B and C because of the weather. Amy Knapp of Northwest, fourth. Taylor Thompson of Hastings, fifth. They both actually shot 84 yesterday. Madison Yerk of Adams Central shot 85 to medal. And in Class C, Boone Central kind of comes out of nowhere to win this thing. And they do it by 13 shots over Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Minden ran out the top four. Congratulations to Donovan Trumbull's Danielle Lemick. She shot 75 yesterday. Tony, I'm going to tell you what. I know some really good golfers that play here in Kearney. I would bet a lot of money that they couldn't have shot 75 yesterday. A lot. And I lose a lot. But I would still take that wager. I mean, it was horrid yesterday. If you were in Kearney or Hastings, it was just as bad in Grand Island at State yesterday. Shelby Still to St. Paul took a third yesterday in the tournament. Allie Vangiana, Kearney Catholic, eighth. Allison Ekstrom of Minden also medaled, as did Michaela Ostick of Grand Island Central Catholic. Volleyball, congratulations to Kearney Catholic and St. Paul. They advance to the Lou Platt Conference Finals tomorrow night on KKPR. You'll be able to hear that 6 o'clock for the consolation, which will be Ord and Wood River. Then the finals will follow. And in the Fort Kearney Conference, Axtell and Elwood have advanced on to the finals. Pleasanton and Elm Creek will play the consolations. And a great night for Grand Island volleyball last night. Senior High, Northwest, Central Catholic all were able to win a pair of matches. Shelton, Silver Lake all picked up a pair of wins last night as well. Nebraska volleyball tonight, they take on Baylor. Top 20 matchup, number 7 Nebraska at number 19 Baylor. And that gets underway at 7 o'clock. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Hastings College is at UNK tonight in a rare volleyball matchup between these teams. And that gets underway at 7.
Doug, you were talking some young ladies golf here with high school golf. Well, Emma Talley would probably be a 2-time state champion in the state of Kentucky. She signed the wrong scorecard. Took a 6 on the par 5 18th. Signed a 73. Now she's a 1-time state champion, just a sophomore, so have 2 more chances to win that. It'll make you want to throw up when she won it by 5 shots.
Again, stupid rule. Everybody knows what the correct score is. That's what you put in.
Yeah, she would have won it by 5 shots instead. Disqualified.
Boise State, Tulsa tonight, Tony. This could be one of the last chances Boise State to get beat. Your thoughts? It's at Tulsa.
They ain't getting beat. I think Boise clocks this team. Boise's on a mission. Now all these teams have lost.
And Arkansas State, by the way, lost to Louisiana Monroe last night. Almost beat Iowa, lost to Louisiana Monroe. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we are scheduled to be joined by Texas Tech head football coach Mike Leach, Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and a lot more. Our NFL power rankings tomorrow as well. We want to thank UNK offensive coordinator Russ Martin and Bob Jensen from Muskerland Prep Report for joining us today.
We'll see you tomorrow on Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.